So we've been talking about refuge. We talked about the causes of refuge, we talked about the objects of refuge, and now we're in the third section that's called Measuring the Extent to Which We've Taken Refuge, or in other words, how to take refuge. So one way to take refuge in the Buddha Dharma Sangha is by knowing the qualities. So we get into the whole subject of what their qualities are. Now, this whole subject of refuge touches on something very sensitive in us, because it touches on the whole thing of faith. And we all come from different religious backgrounds. We all have different attitudes towards the whole subject of faith, or as I explained last time, I prefer to call it confidence. But we all come with our own preconceptions or whatever, and people just within the small group have very different dispositions. And some people listen to all the teachings about refuge and say, wow, this is incredible. My mind's so happy hearing this. And other people listen to it and they get completely angry. So we have a wide, we all have come to teachings with different karma, with different dispositions. And we're going to hear the things quite differently. So, I remember one time when I was in Nepal, one Lama who was there, Lama Khasan, this was in the early years, he came up to me and he said, you go back to the West, you should tell everybody about the Buddha's qualities. And then as soon as they hear all these marvelous qualities, they'll surely become Buddha. And I thought, no way. Yeah. And so, for a Tibetan mind that, grew up in the culture since they were children hearing the terms Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, then when they hear all these teachings about all these incredible, magnificent qualities of Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, they go, wow, I never knew this before. This is wonderful. And whereas a lot of us, not all of us, but some, are still wrestling with the question, does Buddha exist? Forget about Buddha's qualities, does Buddha exist? Let's get down to basics here. So, there's a lot that we have to hash through in working with this subject. Okay? And like I explained last time, there's different kinds of confidence that we can generate when we approach it. One is that we hear the qualities of the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, and we have a feeling of admiration. We have confidence that is admirational in nature. We admire those qualities. Okay? Some people may hear the same qualities and be very skeptical. How do I know that exists? We're all different. Then the second kind of faith is that of aspiration. So we hear the qualities and we think, wow, I'd like to become like that. And we have a feeling that, it's possible to become like that. I'd like to do that. And other people may listen to the whole thing and say, I can't become like that. I'm just me, I live in Seattle. This is all, I can't listen to this. I can't become like that. Then there's another kind of confidence that's based on conviction, and this is when we've understood things. So this is a confidence that arises from learning the teachings and understanding them and applying them. And so in some way I think that this kind of confidence is one that comes a little bit easier to us because, we had a very rational upbringing, so we approach subjects, we want to logically understand them. After we understand them, then we believe. Okay? So we might hear teachings on the Four Noble Truths and we think about it and we say, that seems reasonable, I believe. That I want to follow that because this makes sense. Or we might hear some other teachings, let's say, about how to deal with anger, and we put those into practice, and we think about them, and we see it makes some change in our life. And so we gain some confidence based on conviction through having looked at this and examined it and had some experience. Okay? And that kind of confidence is probably the most stable one because it comes from experience. Now, all these kinds of confidence or faith again, it's not the on and off light switch thing. It's the, you know, the dimmer, brighter one. And so, you know, at the beginning our confidence might, you know, be almost non-existent. As time goes on, we get more experience. We also do purification practice, so we remove a lot of the karmic obstacles in our mind. Then a lot of things might make sense, and the mind gets lighter, and it's easier to have confidence in things. So, you know, our level of confidence is really going to change as time goes on. We might, you know, go one step forward and one step back and two steps forward. You know, this might happen from time to time. Yeah. I mean, everything's impermanent in samsara, and so is our confidence. But the thing is that as we practice more and more and get something grounded and get a deeper understanding, things will slowly start to become more stable.